30. On a first order shuttle 10 years ago. As the ship shifted under Phasma's boots, there was no way to tell what went through her mind. But the video showed Frey squealing and pulling her hand away from Phasma's glove, so chances are she felt some anxiety as she began her first trip into the stars.
Ow! Why are you squeezing so hard? What's happening?
The child asked. Phasma looked down at Frey for a long time. I imagine her seeing glimmers of Ilva, or perhaps of Keldo's eyes, which the child shared. Perhaps she didn't know how to answer, or perhaps she was still lost in the tragedy she had just witnessed. In any case, she didn't answer, and Armitage stepped in.
We're going up into space, he said, to become good soldiers for the First Order. I was once very little and took a ride on a ship like this, and now look how big I am.
He smiled at the child, then shot a measuring look at Phasma, as if trying to guess whether she might be friend or foe. She looked strange, to be sure, with poorly fitting armor over ripped, bulky cloth, not very First Order at all. But even then, one imagines Armitage was always looking for ways to impress or destroy his own father. The look he shot at Brendel was pure loathing.
Phasma, I wish for you to see this, Brendel said from where he stood by a great glass window, looking out into the sky.
He murmured instructions to the pilot, who dutifully turned the transport ship around to face Parnassus. When I was floating over Parnassus, I was struck by its beauty. The ocean was a surging swirl of dark green and deep blue. The land, a sea of gray, interrupted only by the black of rocks and the smudges that represented stations. That green one was Aratu. The white one marked their final battle. Somewhere, hidden under sand, was Terpsichore. I've been to many planets, and even I found it quite a view. I imagine for Phasma it was the most enchanting, fascinating thing she'd ever seen. She looked out the window for a long time, anyway. If she looked to the far left, across the ocean, she might have seen another landmass, this one brown and bright green and healthy-looking as compared with the place Phasma had come from. Her home, the Skyre and the Clawlands and everything around them except for that bright spot of Aratu, looked like a boil of rot, like dead bones waiting to be buried. Gray and black, all of it. And as she looked down on it, perhaps she realized it was possible to both love and hate a thing in equal measure.
It's beautiful from up here, she said in any case.
Brendel stepped closer to the bank of instruments.
That's not what I want you to see. Now watch carefully.
Whatever his fingers did, the movements meant nothing to Phasma. At least not until bright lights bloomed from under the ship, shooting out with a heavy boom and zooming right toward her planet. Her hand jumped from where it lay by her side to Frey's shoulder, but she didn't call out or even give voice to a moan of pain as she realized what Brendel was forcing her to witness. She didn't have names for what these weapons were. Blaster bolts so big they could rain down from space. But she must have known instantly what they would do. The first bolt slammed into the Skyre, and she watched the colors change, the black cliffs disappearing into the sea and great white plumes shooting up. The next bolt hit Aratu, leaving a black smudge across the gray sand where vibrant green had once been. Before he initiated the next volley, Brendel looked back to Phasma.
Do you see now the power of the First Order? What we do to those who oppose us? Even those who inconvenience us?
In response, Phasma only nodded. I wonder if her helmet hid tears. She silently stepped in front of Frey, blocking the child's view as the final bolt arced down to where they'd just been, to where their entire family had fallen. She was too far away to tell if it had hit the buildings or Brendel's crashed ship, but it was clear Brendel was sending her a message that couldn't be misunderstood. Do what he wanted, or find herself destroyed.
Powerful indeed,
she said, when she was able.